Good evening. Yesterday, an unspeakable tragedy occurred in the community of Newtown. 20 beautiful children and 7 wonderful adults lost their lives. All of Connecticut's people, indeed the people of the world, weep for the immeasurable losses suffered by the families and loved ones of these victims. Though we could all try, when something as senseless as this occurs, there's precious little anyone can say to the families that will lessen the horror and the sense of loss they feel. We could say we feel their pain, but the truth is we can't. When tragedies like this take place, people often look for answers, an explanation of how this could have happened. But the sad truth is there are no answers, no good ones anyway. We have all seen tragedies like this play out in other states and in other countries. Each time we have wondered how something so horrific could occur, and we have thanked God that it didn't happen here in our Connecticut. But now, sadly, it has. And so what can we do? As was no doubt the case last night, we can hug someone we love a little tighter. As has been happening since yesterday, we can show and share with each other the grief we feel for the children and adults who were killed, and for their families and their loved ones. We can speak about what's really important and what can wait for another day. There will be time soon for a discussion of public policy issues surrounding yesterday's events. But what's important right now is love, courage, and compassion. Love as it has poured in from around the world. Courage as it was demonstrated by the teachers and other adults in the school building whose actions no doubt saved lives. Courage on display as it always is by our first responders. Compassion as shown by people from around Connecticut who've arrived in Newtown wanting only to help. Too often we focus on what divides us as a people, instead of what binds us as human beings. What we saw yesterday were those bonds, that sense of community. In the coming days, we will rely on that which we have been taught and that which we inherently believe, that we have faith for a reason, and that faith is God's gift to us all. Those educators and those innocent little boys and girls were taken from their families far too soon. Let us all hope and pray those children are now in a place where that innocence will forever be protected. May God bless you, and may God bless those 27 people. May God bless their families and friends. And may the pain their loved ones feel be someday absorbed by the love of all mankind.